This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's get more context this morning on why home prices are moving higher again, despite the Federal Reserve's campaign to use interest rates to quiet down that market in their overall campaign against inflation. The Case-Shiller National Home Price Index went up in April by 0.5%, the third straight month in which buying a place to live got more expensive. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Home prices soared through the pandemic as people found they could work from home and home could be in a cheaper or better place to live, says Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School.
The overall impact was basically an increase in demand for housing that has not abated.
Last year, as mortgage rates rose, some buyers got priced out and some sellers cut their asking prices to offset buyers' higher monthly mortgage payments. But the spike in mortgage rates has also convinced a lot of current homeowners to stay put and not sell, because if they move, their new mortgage is likely to be more expensive. Zillow economist Nicole Bichot says as a result,
we have a lot of people looking to buy. What we don't have is a lot of people who are trying to sell. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing prices starting to increase again.
Meanwhile, she says many would-be buyers are afraid of missing out.
We're seeing a lot of buyers in the market right now, even though it's so unaffordable, because prices are starting to rise again, and it's not looking like it's going to get a whole lot better.
With mortgage rates likely to stay elevated for a while, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.